Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Tom Hegna is here, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is an author, an economist. He's now a TV star. That's right. His retirement program on PBS is all over the place. And his new book is called Don't Worry, Retire Happy, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. Tom, give us the name of the TV show again.
Same title, Don't Worry, Retire Happy.
All right, so check that out, folks, and congratulations on all the great success, Tom. We're talking, folks, about some of the steps that Tom talks about as far as retirement strategy. And we were talking earlier about having an advisor, somebody to help you, how to make sure that you've got a plan. Whatever you decide to take Social Security, make sure it's part of a plan, not something willy-nilly that you didn't plan for. And the next thing, Tom, is what you call a hybrid. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, a hybrid retirement just means instead of going cold turkey into retirement, you do something in retirement. You can do part-time work, you can do consulting work, you can do volunteer work. Find something that you like to do, and for several reasons. Number one, if you're getting paid, you can increase your earnings, number one. Number two, you can decrease your spending because they're not out, spending every day. That can help you decrease your spending. And number three, it can help you increase your Social Security benefit. And we talked a little bit about that at the break.
So tell them how if you had years where your income was dragging down your average. It's a 35-year average, isn't it?
It is.
So if you had years where those were dragging your number down, and your next year. And beyond, say, your 65 or 6 or 7 retirement age, your next year was more than that year, then the low year would drop off, then the higher year would go on to the average, and your Social Security would increase, wouldn't it?
That's correct. So you can take out, drop those years when you were a paper boy or baling hay or whatever, and now you put on some years with today's income, and it can increase your future Social Security benefits. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're right on.
And that keeps happening, even if you start drawing at retirement age, at least. That keeps happening, doesn't it?
It does. And there's some people, Jim, who started at 62, and they say, oh, now I wish I wouldn't have. They can call the Social Security Administration and suspend. So let's say they started at 62. And they're 64, they can suspend at age 64, let it continue to grow at that 7 or 8% a year until they hit 70, and then they can restart it. So there's a lot of opportunities that they have.
Right. All right. So now, and of course, working while you're retiring is a great way to be retired for a lot of reasons. So, I'm in the fourth quarter of my career. I'm just beginning in the first half minute of my fourth quarter of my career, Tom. But I plan on working till they take me out in the pine box.
Right, and a lot of people do, and that's fine. A lot of people work because that's where they find their sense of self-worth, and that's where they find their enjoyment, their happiness. Plus, brain scientists find that if you continue to work, it's good for your brain to stay socially interactive and to stay challenged.
Well, and I just like irritating people, it's more fun when you can be out in the marketplace irritating people, right?
All right,
what's next?
Well, we've covered these next two in previous shows. You got to protect yourself from inflation is step number four.
Right.
Step number five, you got to secure more guaranteed income because retirement is all about income. It's not about assets. It's all about your income.
Mm-hmm.
And then step six is you got to have a plan for long-term parenting.
Say that again.
Yeah.
Tell us, spend a little time on retirement is about income, it's not about assets. Assets, when you say assets, you're basically also, you could almost say illiquidity. It's about income, not illiquidity, right?
Yeah, well, see, it's a kind of a paradigm shift, Jim, because if you look at all the ads, it's all about saving and accumulating wealth and building your pile bigger and bigger and bigger. And what I tell people, it's not about your assets. Your assets right. can be lost. They can be stolen. They can be swindled. They can be sued. They can be divorced. They can be decimated in a market crash. In fact, Jim, if you think about it, your assets are simply numbers on a piece of paper. And those numbers on a piece of paper for the rest of your life will only ever do two things. You're either going to spend that money or you're going to give that money. You're either going to give it when you're alive or you're going to give it when you die. So what I try to do in my books is share what's the most efficient way to get money to spend it and what's the most efficient way to give money. And that's what this whole series is about.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like when you talk about assets, income, not assets, you know, I'm a big believer in real estate. I like real estate more than I like equities. And that's good if you got a $2 million piece of a commercial property that so you're rich, right? You got a couple of $1 million worth of property. If nobody will rent it, then you know, it's not worth anything, right? And you're not getting any income.
That's right. And so, but I'm also a believer in real estate, but in that protect yourself from inflation stage. So where I put the real estate is in that step four, protect yourself from inflation, because
you're in the market.
Yes, real estate has been proven as one of the best things to have to protect yourself against inflation over time. But for securing guaranteed lifetime income, that's your Social Security, your pension, and whatever you're short, a lifetime income annuity, because it'll guarantee you a paycheck for the rest of your life or the rest of both your lives, no matter how long you live.
Right.
And you got to take the number one risk in retirement is longevity risk. You got to take that off the table, and only some form of guaranteed lifetime income can do that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. We got more to talk about. Will you come back and finish and talk about this more with us soon?
I'd love to. Thanks, Jim.
Give us that website again, please.
RetireHappyNow.com.
And the new book is called Don't Worry, Retire Happy. That's also the title of the television program on public television. Be sure to check
that out,
folks. I'm really proud of Tom. He's doing a great job, and he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.